DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. Initial results show that a disputed new constitution in Egypt has received a majority of more than 70% in a second and final round of voting on Saturday. The first round was held on December the 15th, with 57% voting in favour of the draft text. The country's Muslim Brotherhood posted the early results on its website. Meanwhile, Egypt's Vice President Mahmoud Mekki has resigned. A statement from Mekki hinted his decision could be linked to President Mohamed Morsi's policies. If the majority yes vote is confirmed, the new constitution will remove the post of vice president. Egypt's Prime Minister Hisham Kandil said the government had taken steps to ensure a free and fair ballot.
The Minister of Justice says he'll be available to discuss any shortcomings in the voting process. This is an example of transparency on behalf of the government.
Voters appear to be divided on the controversial Islamist-backed constitution.
I want my children to grow up here and to learn Arabic, but with this constitution there's no future for them in Egypt.
I voted for the constitution so that we can have stability again, but we need to be patient.
The official results aren't expected to be released for several days. In other news, Italy's President Giorgio Napolitano has dissolved the country's parliament following the resignation of Premier Mario Monti. The move has paved the way for a national election in February. The two-day vote is being held on the 24th and 25th. Monti resigned on Friday, describing his 13 months in office as difficult but fascinating. He stepped down a few months ahead of the end of his term after his government lost the support of the PDL, the party of former Premier Silvio Berlusconi. The Pope has pardoned his former butler, Paolo Gabrielli, who was jailed in October for leaking sensitive documents to the press. Dubbed the Vatileak scandal, Gabrielli was convicted of aggravated theft and was sentenced to 18 months in a Vatican prison cell. Pope Benedict XVI visited him on Saturday and they spent around 15 minutes together before Gabrielli was freed. He was allowed to return to his family at their Vatican apartment. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the Syrian regime has moved its chemical weapons over fears of a major rebel assault. However, Lavrov also said that President Bashar Assad's regime is still in control of the weapons and is storing them in just one or two locations. His comments come amid concerns in the US that the regime could use them against opposition activists. Meanwhile, Germany has pledged a further €14.7 million aid for Syrian refugees in Lebanon. Germany's Development Minister Dirk Niebel announced that the funds for education and social work would be distributed through UN agencies. Niebel was in the capital Beirut on Saturday and held talks with the Lebanese social minister Wael Boufar. Deutsche Welle correspondent Martin Jay has been following events.
Well, this is a considerable amount of money, so I would say the commitment is quite substantial. It's a little reported fact that Germany is by far the largest donor to the Syrian refugees, now totaling well over €100 million. And so Germany is quickly standing out to be a keen supporter of the Syrian rebels.
The UN says that around 340,000 Syrians are now registered as refugees. A suicide bombing in Pakistan has killed at least 8 people and injured around a dozen more. The incident happened at a political rally in the northern city of Peshawar. 180 jackpots have been won in the world's biggest lottery in Spain. The El Gordo, or Fat One Christmas Lottery, has been running for 2 centuries, and this year's winners have shared a €2.5 billion cash prize. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.